NCAA agrees to exclude trans athletes from women's sports after Trump executive order. By Warner Todd Houston on February 6, 2025. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, has agreed to retool its participation rules to exclude transgender athletes from playing in women's college sports on the heels of an executive order signed by President Donald Trump. The president signed his order on Wednesday and set the process in place to rewrite federal Title IX rules to withhold funding from any school that allows transgender athletes to play in women's sports. Consequently, NCAA President Charlie Baker immediately released a statement saying that the NCAA would comply with the order and revisit its participation policies. The NCAA is an organization made up of 1,100 colleges and universities in all 50 states that collectively enroll more than 530,000 student athletes. We strongly believe that clear, consistent, and uniform eligibility standards would best serve today's student athletes instead of a patchwork of conflicting state laws and court decisions. To that end, President Trump's order provides a clear, national standard, the statement reads. The NCAA Board of Governors is reviewing the executive order and will take necessary steps to align NCAA policy in the coming days, subject to further guidance from the administration. The association will continue to help foster welcoming environments on campuses for all student athletes. We stand ready to assist schools as they look for ways to support any student athletes affected by changes in the policy, Baker's statement concluded. Trump's previous order fully defines sex as an individual's immutable biological classification as either male or female. It adds that female means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the large reproductive cell and describes male similarly. Trump's move to remove transgender athletes from competing in women's sports is meeting with massive approval from most Americans. A recent look at the numbers by CNN's Harry Enten revealed that polls have found that a huge majority of 79% of Americans agree that transgender athletes should not be allowed to compete in women's sports. And that support for banning men from women's sports has increased from 62% in 2021. So, support for such a ban has increased dramatically over the last 4 years. CNN, you rarely get 79% of the country to agree on anything. But they do, in fact, agree on the idea of opposing men in women's sports. pic.twitter.com/af38s1t0. Rapid Response 47, at Rapid Response 47, February 6, 2025. The Trump executive order received much praise on social media. Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling was thrilled with it. Congratulations to every single person on the left who's been campaigning to destroy women's and girls' rights. Without you, there'd be no images like this. pic.twitter.com/mzr7l5k1l. J.K. Rowling, at J.K. Rowling, February 6, 2025. Intense women's sports advocate Martina Navratilova suffers from Trump derangement so badly that she cannot see her way clear to praise Trump's order, but she still has a good point about the Democrats' failure. I hate that the Democrats totally failed women and girls on this very clear issue of women's sports being for females only. Martina Navratilova, at Martina, February 5, 2025. The president's executive order amazed and satisfied women's sports advocate Riley Gaines. I can't even tell you how much this visual means to me. Riley Gaines, at Riley_Gaines_, February 5, 2025. I think I may post this photo once a week for the next 4 years to remind the Democrats what a leader who fights for women's rights looks like. pic.twitter.com/tcb9pjwfpq. Riley Gaines, at Riley_Gaines_, February 6, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.